On the next page, and this is really a listing of the different laws and regulations, depending on your environment, you probably need to keep up with or have direction from our friends in government regarding security issues, privacy, and all of that. And I think most of you as attorneys have run across issues or articles that talk about the privacy concerns in gathering data or using data for various purposes. I'm happy to answer questions about the different applicability. We're not here to cover necessarily all the privacy laws and regulations, but there is quite a lot of balancing that needs to occur when you are dealing with data, and in particular with personal data, especially for those organizations that may or may not be handling personal health information. And it's as we're talking today, the data you handle comes in several different buckets. Those of your donors or contributors, those of the people you serve, your own employees, and perhaps board members and officers as well. So different issues arise in light of each of those categories of population and data that you may be collecting. So just a reminder that there are a variety of issues that co laws that cover this, and I'm going to skip to the next slide. The other challenge you have is this is an ever-changing arena, and it's legislative season in a lot of states, particularly Texas. One of the recent key developments at the very bottom of the page is the California Privacy Rights Act, which took effect as of the last election. It's basically a retooling of the California omnibus law concerning privacy. So there will be different standards and different reviews and a whole new rulemaking process, which, quite frankly, was just completed under the CCPA. But now, given the new standards and different approach of the California Privacy Rights Act, that's another topic to balance. And I'm happy to visit with you all offline about impacts and some things to think about in that regard. On the next page is what I want to spend a little more time on, and that is our cybersecurity risk assess best practices. John touched on some of these items before, but to me, some of the things that are involved in having an accurate and a good cybersecurity management or risk profile concerns going into a lot of these kinds of topics, and we just hit them on this slide with bullets. They're not particularly organized right now, but it's all presented in a way to say cybersecurity is really a compliance project. If you think about it, it has technology in it, but it's a compliance effort in many ways, given the broad laws there, but also in given the desire to serve your community as well as you can, and also to protect the data that you have about your donors and your employees. So if you think about it as a privacy pro as a compliance project, that may be a little less intimidating than thinking about it as a big technology project. And I know a lot of people that are not familiar with technology do get overwhelmed with cybersecurity for that very reason. But I think we've all had to deal with compliance programs, be it employee programs or policies, be it responding to our taxes, be it tax filings, be it filing reports about the operations of your organization. This is another compliance program, and it is one that has technology in it, but it is a manageable and good practice to get involved in these processes, just like you have with your compliance programs for employees or any other compliance effort that you may have before you. Much of what's listed on this page is basic blocking and tackling kinds of nuts and bolts. It does have to, these programs do have to have some sort of overriding purpose, which is protecting your data, but you can see there are elements to it that are pieces that you can bite off, get going with your team, train them on, and then build to as you can through your management of your workforce and management of your infrastructure. So let's move to the next slide. Most of the laws that we cited on the previous page require a standard of reasonable cybersecurity practices. So what is that?